Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call for EZTEC to present results for the first quarter 2019. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and all participants will be in listen-only mode. Ensuing EZTEC's remarks, there will be a question and answer session when further instructions will be given to participate. Should any participant require assistance during the call, please press star zero. Today's live webcast, including both audio and slideshow, may be accessed through EZTEC's website at www.eztec.com.br/ir. At this address, you can also find the slideshow to follow on with the presentation. Before proceeding, we would like to mention that forward-looking statements made during the event are based on the beliefs and assumptions of EZTEC's management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they relate to future events, and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions and other operating factors could also affect the future results of EZTEC and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. We would now like to give the floor to Mr. Reynaldo Passanezi, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Passanezi, you have the floor, sir.
Good morning to all of you. It is a pleasure to be able to share with you the results of one more quarter and with the entire board present here. We have the operations direction, Emerson, the project manager, the IR officer, and our whole legal and accounting and regulatory team are at your full disposal at this point. I will go straight to the presentation to begin, and I'm going to work as the CFO and chairman of the company at this point. Therefore, we go to page three of the results. Another quarter with very sound results. A positive cash generation of 407 million reais. Revenues of almost 700 million and EBITDA of more than 615 million, with an 81% margin and a growth of almost 50% in all of our indicators, EBITDA. Therefore, we are continuing to deliver very sound results in this company, not only in terms of operational viewpoints, but also the financial viewpoint. I believe that we're making a good use of our cash for the sustainability of the company through organic investments, in terms of reinforcement and improvements in auctions. This has given us room to be able to grow, in terms of acquisitions and mergers. This is what I would like to highlight, therefore, a very sound result from the financial viewpoint, an expressive cash generation, and we continue on this path towards a growth of revenues by incorporating very profitable investments through reinforcements and auctions. This year, we're going to get to an RAP above 300 million reais. For those who began at zero at 2012, you can observe the efforts of the company to recover its revenues after the provisional measure with investments and investments in improvements. We have a total of 500 million reais of new revenues, and this year, this will represent one-third of our investments. We have programmed or scheduled a CapEx of 1 billion for investments in the bids that were awarded to us in auctions. And once again, we have the license of Aymores and others that have already come out, Ibai and others. And finally, a regulatory issue. This is a year with highly strategic and core issues, which is the tariff revision of O&M costs, the revision of the weighted average cost of capital, and the price bank with an evaluation report, which means that all of this is undergoing a public hearing. But the news that we have heard so far is that in O&M, the reduction will be of 70%, staggered in 5 years. The WACC has increased to 7.32. It was 7.11 for 2019. And the delivery of this evaluation report has been postponed for July of 2019, containing extremely important regulatory issues, and we're very attentive to waiting for the best possible solution. Another highlight for the quarter that is not mentioned here that I would like to remark on is the suspension of the injunction that guaranteed a payment of 100% of the payroll of our retirees. This was canceled at the end of March, which means that we are back at the previous situation and we have to become responsible for these losses. And we have to transfer this additional amount to our retirees. Of course, we do have our original strategy. We're highly confident in terms of our rights, accounts receivable, and the possibility of this suspension through legal measures that are pending a judgment. Well, we're going to delve into the results per se, the revenue with a difference of 5% between the first quarter 18 and the first quarter 19, basically due to the RBSE, due to the linearization that began at the beginning of 2018. This linearization somewhat decreased the amount that we received monthly, but I would like to highlight that we have had significant growth in terms of RBSC, and this is part of the expressive growth that we have for the entry of reinforcements into operation. And this enables us to recover our revenues. And a very general comment, if you allow me, we're making great efforts to return to the long-term sustainability of the company through investments in reinforcements, in improvement, and, of course, in auctions. This is our trajectory, our strategy. Now, this is a switch of a temporary revenue for a more permanent revenue, and we are participating heavily in auctions. We have 800 million reais, representing half of the amount of RBSE already committed in these operations, and we will continue along this trajectory. Now, we're highly confident that we will be able to work in streamlining and renovating the digitization of our network, which should give us additional steam and an organic investment in improvement, which means that besides the traditional investments in reinforcement, adding capacity to the system, we do have a significant streamlining plan that we are working on. Evidently, we're not going to disclose the amounts for this, but it will be necessary to invest in a series of equipment. And because this is where the electrical sector is working, we need improvement, we need enhancements, and for this, we need more modern equipment, and we're working in that direction. This is one more element in the recovery of the company sustainability, investment and reinforcement in the mobility of the network, and of course, investment in auctions. This is what will allow us to grow our revenues and will enable us to have long-term sustainability at the company. I now go on to page number 5. That shows you our stringent discipline when it comes to cost in operation and maintenance. On the one hand, we use the resources that are available extremely well to generate profitable investments, reinforcements, enhancements, and options. And secondly, we try to enhance our financial discipline, which is very characteristic. When we compare this and see that there's a growth of 14% in costs in terms of the tax property, last year we did not spend this tax property. Now this is a non-recurring effect. And with an adjustment, the growth is 4%, very aligned with inflation. And in fact, this has been our goal, to grow with inflation. For a company that is growing with a great deal of reinforcement and investment means an optimized cost when it comes to the assets under operation. We're adding substations, new lines, MVA, but preserving the cost that should never grow more than inflation. So this is a gain of productivity. We're gaining capacity, but once again, we're not growing beyond and above inflation. And the shareholders' equity, well, this is the result, a lower result of IE Madeira. And that is why we have a drop, but we also have a good news in terms of IE Madeira. We're working at full capacity. This is a stable operation at Madeira, and through this, we believe that there's a very high probability that we will receive the definite license to operate at Madeira. I think we can go on to the next page. Here you have the adjusted EBITDA. And once again, we'll speak along the same lines. It is an adjusted EBITDA. And we see a decrease because of linearization. But when we work with XRBSC, the growth has been 15% based on the same logic. A coming into operation of reinforcements and improvements. And we have reached 270 million of EBITDA besides the RBSC and 650 million with RBSC. Once again, very expressive figures showing the recovery of the company. If you look back at 2013, 2014, you will see the significant recovery of the company. And these figures, of course, are very sound and very, very expressive. We can continue on with the next page. I almost addressed you in Spanish, but we will continue to the next slide.
So here, it's clear that we have increased our indebtedness, and we have higher financial expenses. And this debt is better in terms of the company's capital because this is an indebtedness that generates results with a higher profitability than the cost of the debt. But we have to go on with that. Here we have the covenant aspect, and we are very far from the leverage limits of the company. So we still have room to lever, and we hope to have a growing indebtedness because we have all these investments in line. In terms of the regulatory net income, we had a drop of 23% due to the lower receivables of our RBSC. I think that there are not much comments to make on this. And in terms of cash generation, we had a very expressive figure in terms of cash flow, over 400 million in terms of cash generation in the quarter. And this led us to a total cash by the end of March of 1 billion real. And here we see that all this was achieved with controlled flows and positive results. And in the next slide, you can see that we maintained the investment grade by Fitch, AAA for Brazil, and we have an average cost of the debt of 8%, always aiming at maintaining our politics, our policy of looking for the lower cost market instrument. So we have all these types of investments with Banco do Nordeste, and all the time we are effectively going after. When we lay off people, we make them publicly in order to have a lower cost. Therefore, there is a high effort in order to meet this in terms of optimizing this type of rating, because there's no better one. We hope to go on always along this line of issuing in very favorable conditions. And here, in our next slide, we can see our greenfield projects. This is growing quite well within our expectations, and meeting such a challenging scenario in terms of our original business plan, which was already going around the ring road, and we now have the prospects of concluding four of these projects still this year. And 50% of the construction is being executed, 60% have already their installation licenses for Aimoré and Ivaí part of it. And therefore, this is really within our business plan with the controlled costs, and almost everything here is contracted, because in the past, we didn't have this. Now we have 93% of contracting in the 10 projects that we are executing, and therefore our risks are really mitigated. And I think that my last comment would be in terms of our stock split. We carried out this split during our general meeting, and we had 164 million in shares, and we multiplied by four, so we now have 658 million in shares, and our share are at their all-time height, and therefore we have 21 and 34, but yesterday, the day before yesterday, it went above this 21.34. So we also want to thank you publicly for your trust in our results and in our prospects. And to conclude, but I'm sure there are more comments, and for some of our local media, we want to say that we want to ensure this sustainability with investments in reinforcements, in improvements, in auctions, and also perhaps in acquisitions. These projects are reaching maturity, 16-17, and we do believe that we will have a consolidation, which we hope will be representative of our consolidation moment. I would say that these are my initial comments, and I'm here at your service for any question, anything you want to know, but I thank you beforehand. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start now our Q&A session. In order to pose a question, please press star 1. To remove the question from the line, press star 2. Our first question comes from Gabriel Francisco, XP Investments. Good morning. Thank you very much for the call and congratulations on your results. I have two questions on the review process of OCC for improvements, walk of your walk for improvements, and there was an impact in your investments. I want to confirm which is the period and how this impacts the component of the RBSC, if it does impact. And the other question is on the CIFAS. It had a negative decision against the company, and I would like to know what we can expect from now on, not only with the balance of your negative flow for the company, we will see this, and also if there is any prospect of a deposit from all the balance that is owed to the company in any of the cases. Well, thank you very much. Good morning. This is Rafael speaking. On the walk question, the 732 rate is applied retroactively in terms of these improvements, for these improvements. So this will enter in operations, will have a startup as of 2026. And we will go on with the same rate of 732. Non-retroactive for an economic component, but it will be retroactive for reinforcements and improvements, 732, and for the economic component, it will go towards the future, not backwards. Well, this is a rate that is still in public hearing. Therefore, the contributions have concluded some 10 days ago, and we are expecting to know the results of the public hearing. Okay, so the balance, as if it were the concession of your basis, this would be a basis from 2013 in terms of reinforcements and improvements, and now we will have a revision of it through RAP, and maybe you would increase the RAP all at once, and expecting to have the possibility of results. Well, the treatment given to the regulatory accounting base and for the other. So I will now give the floor to Karina. She's in charge of our accounting department. But I want to make a comment. In any way, this is together with the resetting of the analysis, because the work should be done together with analysis and with the report, and therefore the revision of this was made together with the report on the assessment. As Reinaldo said, the report was stagnated for 90 days, and this means that the current prospect is for it to be delivered after this date. So currently, there is a possible scenario of being postponed this revision of both, because the definition doesn't exist so far. But with time, the probability of having it postponed is clear. Well, the base is authentic, and today we know that the base review will not take place in June, and with the application of the new walk, is very much linked to the revision of the base, there is the reasonable prospect that this new walk application will not take place in June. Okay, all the tariff revision with the RBSE has been done monthly. And then we will have the increase of the RAP soon, and not at once, divided. And this other increase is done all at once. Well, clear. These are two different or simultaneous processes from the concessionaire and the walk revision. So if there is not time to deliver the report, all the application of the walk, the O&M revision, all of this for a year has to be correct? Yes. But there are still questions on that, because this is a topic that is closely linked. The topics are closely linked to one another, but there is some type of independence between them, mainly in the aspect of O&M. And there is the possible application of the review of O&M without the need to revise the walk. But the new walk is also possible or being applied without the report, but it's difficult. So with the degree of independence of OEM, it is higher than the one with the between WOC and OEM. So the probability today of using this on the new report is low. And on the other hand, to apply the WOC, it is to some extent low, but it's not probable that the WOC will be applied without applying the new price on the new report. Okay. Well, the last question was on CIFAS. Well, thank you very much for your question. This is Watson. Well, the process is still being discussed. So the definition we have now is not a merit definition, because there is still a favorable merit definition of the company. But what we had now was on a special recourse that is presented to the Supreme Court, but it's not a matter of merit, because all this was favorable to the company. And we will go on upholding all this situation, and this is shown by the attention we are giving to the case in order to guarantee what we expect to get. Excellent. Very good. Thank you. We would like to remind you that to pose a question, you have to press star 1. Well, once again, I would like to tell you that to pose a question, you have to press star 1. Well, since there are no more questions, I would like to give back the floor to Mr. Reinaldo for his final considerations. Well, once again, I would like to thank you for being with us. It's always an opportunity and a great pleasure to be with you discussing our results, because we want to go on providing you solid, consistent results with the sustainability to our company and to our shareholders. Thank you very much. ISACETEP teleconference is concluded. I thank you for being with us this morning, and have a nice day.
Yes, that was